Well, there's the music of Leo Spellman as we put our focus on the Jewish composer and musician this hour. You're with the New Classical FM and The Oasis. My name is Mark Wigmore. Thank you for joining us, our look at arts and culture. Tonight at 9 p.m. on Vision TV, it is the World Television Network premiere of an award-winning documentary, The Rhapsody, the astounding true story of pianist and composer Leo Spellman. The film is narrated by the great actor Stephen Fry. In 1947, the Jewish musician and Holocaust survivor from Poland composed a three-part work, Rhapsody 1939 through 1945, at a displaced persons camp in Germany. The piece musically depicted his experiences of war, suffering, and the joy of liberation. It was performed only once by Spellman and a group of concentration camp survivors. When he moved to Canada just a few years later, he buried the work, both literally and figuratively, for over 50 years. The film looks at the music and the life of this man, the harrowing stories of his time during the Holocaust, the years that followed, and of course we experience his music. And here's a moment from The Rhapsody.
My name is Leo Spellman. I composed the Rhapsody in 1947 to tell the world the horrors what I went through in my life. I was hiding 18 months. I don't know myself how I survived.
Joining us in studio, director, writer, and animator of The Rhapsody, it is David Hofford. Welcome.
Hi, Mark.
Great to be with you, and thank you for joining us. Exciting that this is on Vision tonight.
Very much so.
When you have a film like this, you take it to festivals all over the world, and then you hope it finds these landing points. And
yes. In fact, we were just in Miami recently. We had a great screening there. We had a fantastic screening in Toronto, I think, in June. I think the best part about it is we ended up getting incredible reviews from
seemingly everywhere you went.
Radio and podcasts.
Not to mention filling up your frequent flyer miles, right? Going all over the place. Who is Leo Spellman?
Leo Spellman was part of a dynasty of musicians. His entire family was musicians. He was a musician, his father, his grandfather, his uncles, his cousins.
In his bones.
In his bones. And most famously, his first cousin, his father's brother's son, was Vladislav Spielmann, who was portrayed by Adrian Brody in The Pianist.
Wow.
Won the Academy Award for that.
That's incredible.
So that was the background of Leo coming from this musical family where he started learning how to play piano and violin when he was five. And by the time he was 9 years old, he was already playing professionally. He was a pianist during silent movies.
Right. It was a good gig those days.
Which was a great gig until he was about 16 and they invented sound movies.
Right. that movie Babylon is all about that, right? That big changeover.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it wasn't easy for everybody.
At that point, he basically throughout the 1930s, he was, you know, gigging throughout the country, playing in hotels and clubs and dance halls, ballrooms, all of those kind of things, and doing well, and everything was going quite well until September of 1939 when, the Nazis invaded Poland.
Right.
He was in a small town called Ostrowiec, which was made up of about 50% Jews. Things really changed. First thing that happened was that they created a ghetto.
Sure.
He was in that ghetto for a couple of years. In the first 2 years in the ghetto, which was pretty horrific, people were dying all the time of typhus and other diseases and starvation. And around 1942, they had a liquidation. 10,000 Jews were sent by train to the concentration camps. They were all killed.
Right.
And then another 2,000 were shot on sight. But Leo had dug a hole underneath a piece of furniture in a store, and that was enough to hide his sister and a few people. And there was 48 hours in that hole. And then after they got out, they were hiding amongst the dead bodies, amongst these 2,000 dead bodies, which were just piled up in a cemetery. From that point forward to until the end of the war, he was in hiding. Essentially, for 18 months, he was hiding in an apartment sheltered by a Christian Polish student. You know, I mean, for all these atrocities that we talk about, there are heroes on all sides.
Right.
He went closer and closer, I guess, to losing his sanity as people do in these horrific situations. He was on the verge of being captured at all times, fear of death.
That alert level, I think it's hard for people to understand. It's hard for me to understand. And I guess a way to keep some of that sanity intact was to still think like a musician and still be a musician, if only in his head.
The interesting thing, we didn't know this until after he passed away, after we already had been filming him for the documentary, but he had been keeping a diary. And we found this diary during the course of making this documentary. In the diaries, which actually miraculously start on the day that he went into hiding, and the last day of the diary is the day of liberation, there was only one time in 18 months that he mentioned music.
Wow.
Even though before and after the war, music was his entire life. It's all he ever thought about. Every moment of the diary is focused on simply never looking back and never looking forward. It was always today. This is what I need to do to survive.
Right.
And what do I need to do to survive tomorrow?
All about being in the present.
All about being in the present. And the only time that music came up was one day this student who was sheltering him came over. Usually he wasn't there and they had to be absolutely quiet. They could never move. They could never talk. They could never walk or have fire. But one time he came and brought a record player and they listened to some records and the only one time he talked about the joy of listening to that music and how much it meant to him.
How wonderful. If you are just joining us, director, writer, and animator of The Rhapsody, David Hofford is here. His documentary, The Rhapsody, is looking at the life and music of Leo Spellman. Gets its World Television Network premiere tonight on Vision TV. The Rhapsody, visiontv.ca for info and listing. So set that DVR for tonight. And just from what I've seen in the film, it is sort of joyous in that respect. There is a lot of music and celebration of music.
Absolutely.
And so even with this difficult story, there is all this wonderful performance.
Yes, there's performances in Toronto, which there was a sold-out show at the Ashkenaz Festival.
Nice.
Headed by Eric Stein.
Yeah, he's been in here.
A good friend. And we even went to Poland.
And to tell this story, I mean, you have to use a lot of craft to tell a story like this. So there's interviews, there's narration, there's found footage, but in your case, music, animation. So you've got a lot of mediums to play with here, and then not to mention the monkey wrench of finding that diary in the middle of making this. So you had a lot on your hands here.
Yes, and the incredible thing about the musical story is that I didn't meet Leo and start filming him until he was 98 years old. We started the process of filming him as he was, for the first time ever, making a CD recording of the diary, which ended up being a concert performance that he was able to see in person with his older sister. Wow. She was 105.
Wow.
And had survived both Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, two concentration camps. And her story is in the movie as well and also quite incredible. But when we found the diary, we then had to figure out how are we going to tell this diary story and the music story.
That's right.
So what the documentary does is it basically goes back and forth between the modern day story of finding the music, performing it, lots of music, seeing Leo play at 98 years old, and then intercut that with
these animations.
The animation, yeah. Which I ended up doing the animation myself.
So enough with there was editing, there was researching, there was filming concerts, and then animating it too to tell this story. You've taken this to film festivals internationally, and you've heard the reaction of critics and viewers. What's the feedback you are hearing the most when people are finishing this film and maybe are moved to tell you what they're feeling?
I think the interesting thing about the film is that certainly there are a lot of horrific and terrible things that happen.
Harrowing moments.
Harrowing moments. It's quite gripping. It's quite dramatic. At the same time, it's a very inspiring and uplifting story. Because ultimately, Leo Spellman survived, and most importantly, his music and his story is living on. So I think that while people are watching it, there's sometimes tears, there's sometimes some scares.
Sure.
But ultimately,
And fueling memories, too,
of people
who have relatives or what have you. Yeah.
But ultimately, the feedback that I end up hearing, which is what we were hoping for, is that how uplifting it is to see Leo complete his journey, to see Leo have his music performed, to see his reaction to all of this. And we kind of think of it as an artistic liberation that he had at the age of 98. It was some of his greatest success that he had ever had. So ultimately, I think that, you know, the film, the reaction to the film sort of has it all, that it's, you know, a gripping, moving, emotional, and ultimately uplifting.
We can't wait to see it tonight at 9 o'clock. Again, director, writer, animator of The Rhapsody, David Hoffer, great to have you here on the show, and thank you for taking us through giving us a preview of your film tonight.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Really appreciate it. David's documentary, The Rhapsody, looking at the life and music of Leo Spellman, gets its World Television Network premiere tonight on Vision TV. VisionTV.ca for info and listings. And let's listen to the music of Leo Spellman.